Downstairs at Californos in Westport, it's the Kansas City Ski Club's monthly social and membership meeting. Large platters of hors d'oeuvres circulate. Folks stand in small groups, chatting and sipping drinks.
I have been part of the Kansas City Ski Club since 1997, I believe.
Jim Sincox grew up in Independence, Missouri. His sisters moved to Colorado about 40 years ago, sparked a love of skiing, mostly downhill. He's also snowshoed in the area and suggests cross-country skiing at parks such as Luce Park. But he says there are challenges to cross-country skiing in Kansas City.
Well, obviously the weather more than anything else. Trying to find equipment, I think, would also probably be a problem.
A few days after a storm dumped more than 10 inches of snow in the Kansas City area, I searched for ski equipment shops on Google and made a few calls to find out about renting some cross-country skis.
Dick's Sporting Goods? No, we don't do any rentals here at the store, yeah.
Played against sports. Sorry, we don't carry any ski equipment at all.
Adventure Sports? Nobody in town rents cross-country skis.
I was told to check in at Flatlanders, the ski and snowboard shop in Mission, Kansas.
It's what we used to call people from the Flatlands when I lived in Colorado, and then I was one. So I thought, well, that's a good name. The Flatlanders.
That's Aileen Chellis, who's owned Flatlanders for more than 30 years. She's Scottish and petite with bobbed blonde hair. Chellis says when the store first opened, there'd be a line around the building to rent cross-country skis. But now they just sell them.
Some years are just dry, and then other years are boom. And the dry ones in between, you're sitting with lots of rentals unused. So it didn't make sense.
Thwarted in my attempt to rent some skis and not ready to drop about $250 for skis, bindings, and boots, I drive to a nearby park and step out in my black boots and flannel-lined jeans. It's a chilly day, hovering around 20 degrees, with clear skies and still more than a handful of inches of snow on the ground.
So I'm in Shawnee Mission Park, and I see some tracks. There are lines crisscrossing back and forth, and then a deep trail. It looks like several people have gone on the same path.
Back of Flatlanders, there's a new shipment of two types of cross-country skis, 75mm and Nordic Norms. They're both lightweight. For the Nordic Norms, you clip in and then pop it out with your pole. The 75mm is old school, with a three-pin binding. You have to bend down to clip it in. Owner Aileen Chellis says these are different skis than you'll see watching the Olympics.
Yeah, well, the cross-country in the Olympics are skating skis. I mean, you see them skating. They have edges. This is just for flat and slight hills, slight bumps, if you will.
Her advice for cross-country skiing in the flat or slight hills of Kansas City, think of it like sledding. If you go to the store right after it snows to look for a sled, you won't find one.
Have it at your back door, ready to go. So when it does snow, you don't have to be running out trying to find shoe sizes. It's wonderful to have them so you can just pop out.
So now's your chance to start searching for a perfect set of skis, new or used, borrowed or bought. And next time there's 3 inches of snow or more, you'll be ready. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.